This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, we're back at 4:52, 8 minutes until the top of the hour. News, traffic, and weather on the way, followed by the second hour of Business Briefing. We'll bring in Mark Hanna from Directors Mortgage and John DeCosta with more insight on the local residential real estate market. And by the way, in the upcoming weeks, we'll have Barry and Jordan Menashe joining us to talk about the commercial market first, though. Time to get back to our friend Patrick Stone joining us by phone from Sun River this weekend. And Pat, we mentioned this during our last segment. Want to dive a little deeper about the financial cliff that is looming at the end of the year. There's been a lot of talk about this. We've got the presidential election less than 2 months away now. How do you think this plays out? I guess with an Obama election versus a Romney election, what do you see happening? If you've, shine up that crystal ball you've got in front of you there, what's going to happen?
Well, I'm very, very worried about it, Brian. I think that there's a real chance that we will not get unanimity of purpose, no matter who's elected, because of the divided House and Senate, and it's just difficult to get congruence on anything. There will be no matter who you favor for the presidential election, and no matter who's elected, no matter how positive the response is, we are still going to see a decline in the amount of governmental spending. That's baked in. That's going to happen. And I think the likely result of the financial cliff is anywhere from 0.5 point to almost 2 points of GDP. My gut is it'll probably be somewhere between 0.5 to 1 point of GDP. So if that happens, and that's a situation where we do get some agreement, we do postpone some of the tax, reinstatement of some of the existing tax cuts, and we do go down the road. But, this is just really difficult. Our political system is not functioning well right now, and I say that with all due respect to some well-intentioned legislators, but we are having a hard time getting any sort of compromise, and this begs for some sort of compromise, and without it, we could drive the car off the cliff. I certainly hope not, and I certainly hope the impact is minimal.
Okay, and I want to play out scenarios too, just because we have time. Obama's reelected. No, let's just say he's not. Let's say Obama is not reelected. We have a lame duck president, and we have a number of lame duck representatives in Congress, across the board, Senate, and otherwise. Is that a worse scenario for us in fixing this because they don't have anything invested? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I really don't know, Brian. I mean, it may be one of those situations in which people do the thing, vote and do things because it's in the best interest of the country, not because they're trying to get reelected or position themselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the irony of it, that might even create an environment where something gets done.
Yeah.
I just don't know, but I kind of, up until a year ago at this time, I had a great deal of confidence that our elected representatives would come to the table when they had to. But if you recall the debt ceiling fiasco last year that was really had a negative impact on our economy, that scared me and made me think that maybe they won't resolve this amiably, or maybe they won't resolve it in time. So I think they really have till about February to get something done, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, and if they don't even make progress though by the end of the year, forget GDP. Let's talk short-term stuff. I mean, we will see the stock market take a pretty good hit, don't you think?
I would expect so. Yes, I would expect so. You know, and there's a lot of things going on right now. We joked last time that I was on your show about us being, as Bill Gross says, the cleanest dirty shirt in the laundry, and that's becoming even more pronounced. I mean, but there's a lot of drags on our economy because of the slowdown in China, the issues in Europe. We need to have this fiscal cliff resolved in the least painful manner possible, because that could bode that could forego some really, or I don't even know how to say it, Brian, that could be bad.
Yeah, it could be downright ugly is what could happen.
Well, it could be ugly.
Well, good insight. I appreciate that, Pat, because, I mean, you have the long-term perspective that many of us don't have and able to quantify that for us. I appreciate your time. And joining us by phone from Sun River, Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Thanks again, Pat. We'll talk to you in a few weeks. When we come back, we'll talk more about Oregonians' effort to repeal the death tax here at the state level. That's coming up after a quick break. In about 30 minutes, Mark Hanna, the president and CEO of Directors Mortgage, joins us to talk about, well, some of the things we talked about with Pat Stone regarding mortgage interest rates. We'll also bring in John DaCosta from DaCosta Properties at Keller Williams and a preview of next week's show when we welcome our friends from the Working Waterfront Coalition. I'll emcee their event coming up in a couple of weeks at Vigor Industrial out on Swan Island. That's all the time we have for this hour. News, traffic, and weather just moments away. We'll be back in about 7 minutes with more Business Briefing.